Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Are you reeling in the years? Throwing away the time? Are you gathering up the tears? Have you had enough of mine?
We're back and it doesn't get any better than Steely Dan, I can tell you right now. We're rocking and rolling here, folks, in Washington, D.C. at the NFIB's 2006 Small Business Summit. And they just keep bringing these good-looking women for me to interview. And I tell you, that's my favorite thing to do. Sharon Wolf-Sutson is with us, and she is one of those that I was just talking about. She's NFIB's National Political Director. Sharon, welcome to the show.
Thank you so much. It's great to be here.
It's good to have you here. Sharon Wolf-Sutson.
Yes.
And you don't mind me making the comment that I did about
absolutely not
for women, right?
Of course not.
I mean, that's okay, right?
Absolutely, it's great.
In fact, you kind of expected that.
Sure.
Okay, now my audience is sitting on pins and needles. Mm. They can't wait for me to ask you this question.
Oh boy!
What does a national political director do?
Well, my role is very I feel important, but I work with all of our staff and our members to evaluate candidates who run for federal political office,
right?
Primarily for Congress. We interview.
So deal or no deal, right?
Deal or no, exactly. We meet with candidates from around the country. Most of them will come here to Washington to find out about how they can earn our support. Most
right.
candidates.
So they come to the NFIB temple to see if
exactly.
they can become anointed.
And we sit them down
right.
and we grill them.
Exactly.
We sit them in our boardroom, just
right.
like Donald Trump, you know, and we go through and we, you know, very, very easily we talk about the background of the candidate, why they feel small business is important to them and where they stand.
Most and these are members of people running for Congress.
Running for Congress.
Senators and
both the House and Senate. They come down, they sit down with us, we talk to them about
what the issues are.
Tell them, you know, about what we think, you know, we talked about our process.
I'd love to sit in on some of those.
Yeah.
I'd like to do that.
It's fun.
I bet it is.
It's a great opportunity to begin to build a relationship with many people that do come to Washington and wind up being here for many years.
Right.
And some our best friends on the Hill today
right.
are ones that we met many years ago when they were first running
now,
for office.
Some people call you and say, I want to come and visit you. Do you contact others who maybe are a little more reluctant? They're not quite the small business of the friend of small business type?
You know, we're very open. Our process is very open. We have a philosophy that we'll meet with anyone that comes to us and
right.
wants to talk about
right.
small business issues, whether or not at the end of the day we wind up supporting their campaign.
Right.
The more candidates that are talking about the issues that we care about, that's obviously
right.
Better for us.
Right.
We don't necessarily seek out to interview candidates. They want our support. They have to come and ask for it, very simply. But,
as the number two, sometimes, or three top lobbying organization in the country at the NFIB,
mm-hmm.
You guys are on the radar screen.
Oh, yeah. I mean, I, in many cases, a good candidate, and we'll one of the first stops
the smart
when they come
ones,
to
right?
the smart ones, when they come to Washington, one of the first calls that they'll make is to us. And we're very fortunate because we have a great state operation. Perhaps it's a state legislator that already knows NFIB in their
mm-hmm.
state, and they know our state lobbyists,
right.
or they know our members, or we have a member who's running for office.
Right.
We have several members of
That's
Congress.
That's always good.
Members of Congress today that were NFIB members, so we already know them, and we already know that they know our issues. So in many cases, one of the first stops they make or the first calls they make coming into town is with us, and we feel very proud of that fact.
That's good. What do you talk to them about? What are some specific issues? Because this is election year. You got
sure.
you're going through the process
sure.
right now, right?
What are
the issues on the table?
I mean, we talk about the issues that I'm sure that you've talked about with many with other guests that you know these couple
small
days.
Small business health plans.
Small business health plans, death tax,
right.
Overall
tort reform.
You know, the issues that we care about. They may not be the ones that are going to be the forefront issues in campaigns around the
right.
country, but those are the issues that we care about, and those are the ones that we evaluate candidates on. Only those issues that our members tell us are important.
Do some candidates take issue with you on these issues sometimes when they come to see you, or are they already pretty much in line with you?
For the most part, they are in line. You know, a candidate that doesn't agree with our agenda is not honestly going to waste their time coming mm-hmm. to meet with us.
Mm-hmm.
It's not the best use of their time. But those that really want to work with us,
right.
You know, most of the times they're a business owner themselves.
Right.
They understand. They know how important. They know that business owners in their communities are leaders,
are
and they want those folks behind their efforts.
Are you seeing more people running for Congress who have made a payroll in the past?
Yeah, yeah.
Is that it?
Absolutely.
See, that's exciting to hear that.
I mean, and it's exciting for us because we certainly say that, you know, if you run a business, you better get involved in politics,
right,
or politics will run your business.
I tell people, if you're not involved, small business owners are not involved in the debate, mm-hmm, in the process, that all they can do is take what's being given to them by people who can assume that they don't care.
Right. And we'd rather have more people in Congress that know what it's like to sign the front of a check, not just the back,
exactly,
of a paycheck,
exactly,
than folks coming to Washington who are, you know, trial lawyers or from a different set of mindset. Those, mm-hmm, that come here that understand what it's like to make a payroll and to deal with regulation and burdensome regulation.
Right.
Those are the people we really get excited about.
We need more of those kinds of folks.
Absolutely.
And it's the rare individual.
It is very rare.
Because it's so much fun being a small business owner.
Oh,
why would you want to go do anything else?
Obviously running a campaign is much like running a business.
Right.
But for some business owners, they sometimes have to step aside. And sometimes it's hard for them to hire good people to help them run their campaigns. They've been so involved in their own business for so many years,
right,
that they have to, you know, kind of relinquish a little bit of control,
right,
because it is a different. In some cases, they're not experts in it, but they look to really surround themselves with good people.
So when they get anointed, then what happens? What kind of help do they get from the NFIB?
Well, a word about our process. I mean, we are very much, as you know, member driven.
Right.
Our process is grassroots driven. We as a staff evaluate campaigns. We do extensive research. We talk about. We have to send reports to our board. We have a PAC board, which is,
right,
a committee of our national board.
Right.
And we have to send them a recommendation for why,
right,
we should expend resources, limited resources.
Hold on to that thought, Sharon. Sharon Wolf Sussin, ladies and gentlemen. She and I are going to be right back. And when we come back, she's going to talk to us about what the NFIB is doing to help you educate employees about the political process. Right after these messages, it's 10 till. I'm Jim Blassingame. Stay with me. I'll be right back. We're back. It's 7:00 and it's almost over, folks. My visit here at the NFIB's 2006 Small Business Summit, my third one that I've attended and have broadcast from, even though I've been a member of the NFIB. Sharon Wolf Sussin, I have been a member of the NFIB for a little bit longer than you've been a member.
Well, great. We're glad you've been a part of the team.
Oh,
for
yeah.
So long.
Make my investment every year.
All right.
Sharon is the NFIB's national political director, and she is has a very interesting job. In fact, you may have one of the most interesting.
I have a great job. I have a fun job.
How'd you score that job?
I was very fortunate. I was down in college in this area, in the Washington,
yeah,
D.C. area, which is a great place to come and learn about the process.
Right.
I came on board shortly after Jack Ferris, our former president, came on,
right,
board.
Yeah. We know Jack.
I worked for him directly. And then in 1994, NFIB created a separate political department. We,
right,
hadn't had a political department,
right,
previous. And so I was able to move over into that department as it began, and it began with four people, and
right,
we began to really build our program to where it is today, which is a nationally recognized small business,
oh, yeah,
political organization.
Absolutely.
And so I was very fortunate to work with great people that mentored me and allowed me to,
like some of the people we know
in the past, yep, Dennis Whitfield,
Dennis,
and Dan Danner.
Dan Danner, I was going to say Dan.
Danner.
Dan's been on the show before. Dan's a great guy.
Yeah, Dan's great, and I've,
yeah,
worked with him for many years, and
yeah,
he's been such a terrific role model for not just myself, but many of our staff in Washington to learn. He's very much about learning on the job and experiencing new experiences to grow professionally and personally. So I've been very fortunate here.
Tell us about the educating of employees about the political process.
You know, we know our members care about politics and they understand how being involved in politics affects their bottom line. But what's really important for us is to help our members spread the message and the importance of politics to their employees. You know, we legally can only communicate with our members,
right,
but we can encourage our members to talk to their employees and friends and family. So we know that based on research that have been done, that employees recognize that information coming from their employer is credible information.
Right. Well, employees, small business owners may not realize it, but they're centers of influence.
Absolutely.
Not just for their employees, but their communities.
Absolutely.
And but especially with employees. And it's not that they're trying to influence their employees to vote one way or the other.
Right.
Just to let them understand. And it is important for employees to understand that if they like their jobs as a, with a small business, there are things that are important to that small business being able to survive.
Exactly.
And thrive. And be able to pay bonuses and raises and have longevity.
So
and all that, the political process affects all that.
Absolutely. So, you know, and some of our members may not feel comfortable talking about politics or talking, most importantly, maybe about candidates, but they do feel it's important to talk about the process. The issues and the process,
right.
Making sure that members are registered to vote and their employees are registered to vote. And we encourage our members to maybe hold registration drives in their office and remind them that deadlines are coming up. And those are resources that we provide through our website, nfib.com/politics. Where anyone can go and find out the deadlines that are coming up in their state.
Mm-hmm.
We know business owners are busy and employees are busy, may not be able to vote on election day, but they can vote absentee. And
right.
In many states, early voting starts sometimes 45, 30 days before election day.
It's becoming more and more a thing to do, isn't it?
I mean, election day, November 7th this year, is the last day to vote. It is not the first
right.
day. Early
That's
voting.
That's a good way to say it. I like
I mean, that.
That
is where, that is, and that affects campaigns and the way you communicate to voters. If voters have already voted by October, if you wait until the end to get out your vote and your message, it's too late.
That's exactly right. Well, and the thing is the reason why what you're talking about is important to talk about is because a lot of people don't even know the process of absentee
exactly.
voting. And so this education process shows them that and it also puts into place some of the mechanism to make it easier for
And
folks.
That's why we feel, and we've just recently revised our website in NFIB.com politics,
right.
Where
slash
anyone,
politics.
Slash politics,
right.
where anyone can go and download an absentee ballot application form. They can find
good.
Where their polling place is.
Put in your state.
Put in your zip code.
Oh, really?
You can find out
good
the polling
job.
Place where it is in your community.
Wow.
You can get an absentee ballot form. You can get find out the regulations for early voting. In some states, it's very easy to do.
Right.
You can find out about the candidates in your area, who they are, where they stand on our small business issues, and
right.
how to contact them, get more involved.
Right, right.
Those are resources that we provide to our members and to the business community because it's just that important. But we know business owners and employees are busy with their families and,
right.
and running their business.
Right.
But if we can make it easy, we've tried to do that. So
Sharon, I got to wrap it up. Thank you
Great.
For being here. Good job today.
It's been wonderful
as always,
being with you.
Thank you. Sharon Wolf Sussman, ladies and gentlemen, the NFIB political director. I got to go. I'm sorry to say, but I'll be back to regular tomorrow. And I'm going to sign off from the NFIB's 2006 Small Business Summit here in our nation's capital. I'll see you later, ladies and gentlemen. I'm Jim Blassingame.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.